Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's a brand new week, ladies and gentlemen, and in more ways than one. We had this hot, oppressive, humid heat. I'd like to round up everybody that complained about it and give them a little thump in the back of the head to say, what were you thinking? Because they jinxed us and brought us now this cooler stuff, which I don't know about you, has me saying, it's not over yet. Please tell me summer isn't over yet. I don't want
to. Hey, the swimming pools are closing. You might as well make it colder now.
But I see it's not going to last long.
Right.
Heat back up here towards the end of the week, so that's okay. It was a little breather, I guess is all it was. But it was funny how that switch flipped there on Saturday night, wasn't it?
Oh, I know. Just, 105 in Bismarck on Saturday, but then you go out Sunday and it's like really cool most of the day.
I mean, it was a 50-degree swing in the temperature for crying out loud.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen again right away.
Welcome to North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, where we have 50-degree swings in the temperature.
If you don't like the weather, just hang around a while.
It isn't every day you have Teddy Roosevelt on the program. He'll be on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the one and only Teddy Roosevelt, Medora's own Joe Wiegand will be here. Look forward to that very much. He's the best. He really is. And brings TR to life. And if you've ever seen him here in Medora, well, I did mention that. We're in Medora. I told you we were going to be in Medora, but we actually are in Medora and spent, it was a Saturday night, and just having a blast. Sorry, Todd, really toughing it out, breaking a sweat, having stuff working.
That's all right.
Yeah. The golf course is incredible. The Bully Pulpit Golf Course, the musical last night, amazing. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We have Emily Walter on today. She's the Queen of the West of the Medora musical. So that'll be great fun. And we're also going to just talk about the magic of Medora. You know, Walt Disney of Medora was probably Harold Schaefer, right? But someone that knew Harold so well that he can pull off keeping that dream alive is a fellow by the name of Randy Hatzenbuehler. And he and Justin Fisk from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation will join us. And these guys, they have Disney-like vision, and it's very obvious what's going on here. It really is. And I'll take this over Disney. The crowds are manageable. It's in North Dakota. It'll cost you 10% of what Disney would cost you, and it's every bit as magical. It really is. It's just a whole lot of fun. Also today on the program, we're going to chat with a fellow by the name of Scott McNally. And in addition to having a great name, he is also – I was waiting for Todd to cackle or make some kind of noise or, you know – that joke has not worked today, but I'll keep trying it. But Scott is actually a research assistant at the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University. He's a teaching fellow at John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. And he's a consulting advisor for energy policy for the state of North Dakota. And all that means right now he's Al Anderson's intern at the Department of Commerce. But he's one wicked smart intern, and he's done some great presentations about where oil and gas development in North Dakota is going, right? I mean, okay, there's been some massive changes in the last 3 to 5 years, and some people with the price dropping the way it is, a bit nervous. Wait a minute, what's going on here? What, you know, is this over? Is this? And he can tell you, first of all, it's not over. You know, it may be different. It may be focused in other areas, but he's done a lot of research. So I'm really looking forward to chatting with him today on the program and getting you some good knowledge on those issues today. His dad is actually Steve McNally, so he obviously comes from a good bloodline in oil and gas development. Steve is the top Hess official in North Dakota. So, we're blessed, and obviously because he comes home to see dad and mom over the summertime, that he gets a chance to do some work in North Dakota over the summer. So we'll chat about that today on the program. So as you can see, we have a busy lineup. We also, on the program today, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, we'll have some more winners. We actually have a winner every day this week, like we did last week. The partnership we have with Cloverdale and the Big Flavor Hotline allows us to honor some of the folks that serve and sell Cloverdale. We did Cash Rise Foods the first week and a great special on bacon, and last week we did the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant, and today it's the Little Cottage Cafe. Now, Todd, for folks that have not dined at the Little Cottage Cafe, how would you describe it for folks that are not familiar with this little cafe in Bismarck?
You know, it's the way every cafe should have stayed in the first place. Should never have stayed.
Good point. Tiny, right? I mean, great food.
Cozy.
A few signature items. I am really partial to the brownies. They're really good, but the caramel rolls are good. But what else on the...
I haven't had anything there that I haven't liked. I mean...
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, the brownies and the caramel rolls are so big, don't have those first. Save those for last after you have a massive breakfast, which I believe you can have any time, right? I think they serve breakfast all the time because I've had breakfast over the lunch hour there before, as I recall. And some of that Cloverdale bacon and sausage and ham and all the goodies, so... Anyway, we'll be doing that today on the program, too. So stay tuned for all of that on the show. A couple of things in the news that we need to tell you about. One is this, what we now can call a bombing in Thailand that we woke up to news about. I don't know about you, but when these things happen, I don't ever think, oh, that's a one-off event anymore. I mean, I don't, you know, sort of like, remember the embassy bombings? Remember the USS Cole? What were those? In my mind, they were precursors to 9/11. One could even argue the Marine Barracks bombing in 83. You know, all of those had pieces of the planning. Well, this blast in Bangkok is the same thing. It's very early, so other than knowing that it's a bomb, we don't know much else, and that it was deadly. It did explode very close to a shrine in the center of the capital there. And so far, local reports suggesting about 12 people have died, at least 20 more have been injured, and a huge amount of chaos. Sadly, one BBC report says there's body parts scattered everywhere. Exactly what the terrorists are looking for. You know what I mean? Exactly what they're looking for. No one has yet said they carried out the attack. Some reports said foreign tourists may have been among the casualties. The defense minister said it was a TNT bomb. The people who hit it targeted foreigners and it damaged tourism and the economy. Bangkok Post quotes police as saying at least one more bomb has been made safe by officers in the area. So evidently, again, very well-known shrine in the center of Bangkok next to a five-star hotel. So this is it has the MO without question. So. The other thing I want to chat about a little bit today, and then we're just going to let you talk about whatever you'd like in addition to conversations with our guests, is the story out of the University of North Dakota that has university officials and President Kelly quoted as saying, if the University of North Dakota continues down the path of not having another nickname, the NCAA could, very important distinction, could impose sanctions if people continue to do things like at the end of the national anthem, over home of the brave, ad home of the Sioux. Now, maybe the NCAA has never heard of the First Amendment. I don't know. But I what I smell here is the University of North Dakota. Let's not tarnish the whole great institution of the University of North Dakota. Let's keep it to a couple of academics who obviously are playing games here by trying to say the NCAA might just do something if we don't, you know, because what's going on is nobody wants, I'll rephrase this again, the powers that be. The establishment do not want the University of North Dakota to just remain North Dakota. They don't. They don't want it.
Why?
So, well, because they think that it's about not turning the page from the Fighting Sioux. And if we call ourselves the Beavers, it'll finally be done and over. And what they don't realize is, look, for one, we'll always be the Fighting Sioux in one fashion or another, number one. Number two, even if you tomorrow said, well, we're Sun Dogs, that's not going to I actually think it'd make it worse. I think this thing needs some time. And the overwhelming favorite right now by the students and in every survey taken is North Dakota. And they are struggling right now.
Oh, so they're playing the don't let the inmates run the asylum game. Okay, got it.
They are, yeah. See, it's like, okay, the students, you don't know all the information. This is sort of like, you know, the powers that be padding the minions, i.e. the fans that pay the bills, i.e. the alumni that pay the bills, and i.e. the students patting them on the head to say, well, you don't know everything. See?
Okay, but it's not just students, and in fact, the students haven't come back for the fall yet anyway, so we haven't even surveyed them.
Well, we have actually surveyed the students. I mean, the student body president last week. We had a story, I think, on Friday.
Right, okay.
And they overwhelmingly, now, to your point, Todd, it wasn't all of them, right? So there were, it was about 3,000, I think, that responded. But the overwhelming amount that did said, no, I want North Dakota to be in consideration.
Okay, so throw out the students. They're young. They don't know any better. Their skulls are mush, blah, blah, blah. But it's not just students that are saying this.
Exactly. It's alumni. It's every survey to date.
Right.
So, again, now we have a mysteriously a story that says, well, the NCAA could impose sanctions if, you know, you continue to say things like, you know, home of the Sioux. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is America, number one. People can say what they want. You know, you're not going to let people swear or do anything inappropriate at a game. But, I mean, basically, that's like, I don't know. It
sounds like that's going to be more favorable than saying fighting Sioux at this point.
It's the mantra. Anyway, Wayne in Minot is waiting to go. We'll go first to you. And any others want to weigh in on this or any other topic, call us 800-228-0550 on the Big Flavor Cloverdale Hotline today. Brought to you by NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource about what's happening in North Dakota. As I mentioned earlier, we will be chatting with someone that spent a little time studying oil and gas development in North Dakota and all the changes and, you know, layering it with the price and what's happening and what it means with North Dakota in production and the amount of oil and gas production that we'll have, depending on where the price is at. And, of course, North Dakota Oil Can does good work like that. Their annual convention is coming up. It'll be in Fargo, another good example of how this isn't just an oil patch thing. Really, the oil patch is the world right now, but obviously the oil's coming out of the ground in a core area about 80-mile radius of Watford City, which is narrowing a little bit with this price, but that its impacts ripple all throughout the great state of North Dakota. So I'm thrilled that the Petroleum Council is holding their annual meeting in September. I'm hearing some great things about the speakers they have lined up, some of them of whom have not been announced yet. So if you haven't yet signed up to be part of that, make sure you do so. You'll enjoy the time for sure. Let's get to this fellow that's been waiting to chime in on the EPA for a while here, Wayne, and then we can talk about I have a little more detail on the story about UND as well. Anything else on your mind, let us know at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd with your comments at 701-226-8503. Give us a call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Winner of a Little Cottage Cafe gift certificate today for our lucky winner. Hello, Wayne. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've been listening to you for weeks, people talking about EPA trying to change things, and I just want people to know that there is a immediate solution, proven solution. We can make all the difference in the world.
Okay, on what particular issue? What solution for what problem or what target of the EPA?
They want to shut down the power plant. We have a generator that will be an option.
The clean power plant, okay, yep. So what's the solution?
Buy our power, generators, burn flared gas, be running 950% below the EPA standard today. That'd be a great solution.
I'm not, you're talking above my pay grade here.
Talking about your pay grade?
You're talking above my pay grade, I said, on your solution. So who would do what?
This company I'm associated with, RTUgroup.com, make superior generators that will burn the flared gas and take care of that problem, and it will take care of the EPA standards.
You're saying that it would allow the... It would allow, for instance, electricity generated by coal in North Dakota to meet the standards the EPA is looking for.
Right.
Have you talked to the Lignite Energy Council? Have you talked to the Lignite Energy Council about your idea?
No, I haven't. I've tried to talk to different people. The doors just don't open. I've talked to people about this technology for years. Everybody, a lot of naysayers out there. We have a couple of prototypes right here to prove the fact that it all works.
Well, that's a good idea. It is,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah, you bet.
I love the oil fields. I have 29 years in the oil field. I do not want the EPA to turn us to a Buffalo Commons, you know.
No, they try. They try for sure. I would suggest you get to the Lignite Energy Council. They do amazing research, a lot of it in conjunction with the Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND, and they're innovators, so they like other innovators and they like ideas, and I would just keep knocking down those doors, Wayne, and doing what you need to do to get that out there. But I appreciate your call from Minot today as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Welcome there as well. And you can also send us a note on Facebook. A lot of folks weighing in on all kinds of issues on Facebook this weekend as well. I found the story that you and I were talking about to give you the numbers, Todd, on the students that were surveyed saying they want North Dakota as the UND nickname option, okay? More than half of students surveyed at UND said they wanted UND North Dakota included as an option during an upcoming public vote to decide the school's permanent nickname. This is from a story by Anna Burleson in the Grand Forks Herald. Results released by student body president Matt Kopp show when asked if they wanted UND North Dakota included in the vote, 68% said yes, 24% said no, and 7% said they were not sure. By the way, do you remember what I read in the first paragraph from the reporter here? More than half of the students surveyed And I don't know about you, but when I hear more than half, I think 51%, 52%. And while that's an accurate statement, I'm always amazed at the media's subtle little ways of sort of downplaying things that they're uncomfortable with. 68% is a huge number of people saying that they want this. And that was from 3,262 responses that were sent out to everybody enrolled at the University of North Dakota.
So are the higher-ups just saying that we're not worthy of the vote then, or what are they saying?
Well, so what the higher-ups now are saying is, well, you know, the NCAA, you know, they might, there's some sanctions, they might, so, I mean, they're currently considering whether to add North Dakota back in as a consideration for the names. You follow me? So there are five names. Remember, they went down to five names.
Given how many people are in favor of it, don't you think they better add it in?
Well, I have two questions. One, I would agree with you. That makes common sense, what you just said. Two things. I'm growing uncomfortable with the fact that President Robert Kelly, who, you know, fine individual, nice man, well-intentioned. I get all that. I think he is, in my mind, he's not necessarily handled this issue well to date. But, you know, some would argue he got thrown into the middle of it. He comes in and this huge issue and everything else. But he's retired now. And, you know, like him or love him, you know, dislike him, you know, hate him, which is a strong word. I don't know that you want somebody making decisions about what this school is going to be known as that really is leaving, really that is you know, on an exit plan. I mean, he's retiring January 15th. So I really think the university system needs to think long and hard about this. The Board of Higher Ed especially needs to think long and hard about this. Of even just the basics of, okay, who's involved in this decision? Because, you know, the previous committee was disbanded after they selected the five names. And now we've got shenanigans like this. Now, to President Kelly's credit, he said, I'm going to think about this, about adding North Dakota back in. Right? I'm going to think about this. I'll consider it. So he said he's going to consider it for a few weeks. Well, in the middle of considering it, after you have a survey like that, which is new information, and the students overwhelmingly, nearly 70% of students saying, we want it considered, and obviously there was enough outcry that he said, I'll consider it, to now float this bogus, oh, the NCAA could impose sanctions if we don't have a name, and if people start saying things like, Sue, because we stay in North Dakota, it's
also, if we become Sundogs, we're not going to say Sue? Give me a break.
Exactly. I think they're hoping that. But they just want a nickname so bad so they can turn the page that it's, yeah. Good luck with that is exactly right. Well said. Well said. Teddy Roosevelt coming up. We're going to chat with him. Looking forward to that.
I wonder what Teddy Roosevelt would think about the whole thing.
I think I'm forced to ask him. I am, even though he probably, you know, that would be really small ball.
I bet he's got a fantastic response. He always does.
Everything in his resume. Well, Sean and Bismarck's going to check in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And then Teddy Roosevelt, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Wiegand will join us live from Medora on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Teddy Roosevelt is dancing, ladies and gentlemen. It's a radio first.
I've often been asked if I'm in the musical, but the producers have seen me dance and heard me sing.
Yeah, you.
I'm not allowed near the stage when the Burning Hill Singers are doing their thing.
Just let me tell you, you dance better than I do.
I was just stomping on something there, but that would have been the old days at the Rough Riders Hotel. You don't have to stomp on anything anymore at the Rough Riders Hotel.
Now, don't go anywhere, because Sean's been waiting to weigh in here, and I want to get Sean in, but we're going to formally introduce one of the greats, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest presidents this nation's ever known, the one and only Teddy Roosevelt, coming up here in moments. On What's On Your Mind, we're live at the Rough Rider Hotel lobby in... beautiful Medora, North Dakota. Sean and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Sounds like a great place to be at right now, Scott.
Amen.
I tell you what, how on this whole thing that came out in the news yesterday about, that dreaded word, consequences, came back out again. How can anybody see this for anything other than what it really is? This is nothing more than UND and our university system as a whole using scare tactics to get their way. I would not be surprised, Scott. I'm not saying this is what happened, but I would not be surprised if it came to light that UND actually asked the NCAA to gin up this latest set of quote-unquote sanctions.
I wouldn't either, and that's how that game has been played before. That was used during the whole NCAA lawsuit. This smells to high heaven. It stinks to high heaven. It's ridiculous, and first of all, it's irrelevant because we have something called the First Amendment. So somebody had to send the NCAA a copy of the Constitution and end this stupidity. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Scott. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're the caller.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the other piece of this that I guess I find really kind of disturbing in the greater scheme of everything that's gone on with this debate is the North Dakota name. Nobody can deny that that is a win-win preference for so many in this on both sides of the argument. And what's concerning to me is that the current president, who's lame duck right now, wants nothing more than to not only get rid of the name, the old Fighting Sioux name, which he's succeeded in doing officially, but he wants to punish everybody. And this is one way that he's trying to punish people who supported the old name, which I think is extremely unfortunate. And this is another reason why this guy shouldn't be within 10 miles of any decision made on a new name going forward. He's lost the trust of North Dakota.
Let's hope that gets picked up. Sean, I tell you what, I have a little cottage cafe gift certificate for you. for being our lucky caller of the day, courtesy of Cloverdale. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So you hang on a moment. Have you been to the Little Conch Cafe before?
I think it's every Monday. The wife likes to get 2-for-1 burgers there. So.
Well, see, do me a favor, just add a little Cloverdale bacon as a side. There's nothing better on planet Earth. So, all right. Sean, good to talk to you. Appreciate your calling and listening today. And hang on a second, if you would. We'll get you an address and mail that off, courtesy of our good friends at Cloverdale on the Big Flavor Hotline. We are also brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. And I tell you what, the most important thing to your sleep is your pillow. Well, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. You got to get good sleep, and if you need good sleep, you need a pillow. Does that make sense, Teddy?
Works for me.
Yes. So go to mypillow.com. This is a Minnesota-made product, all USA. They don't do no foreign shops like you know they put iPhones together. This is American-made, by golly. And you get the Todd and Scott deal. 50% off when you call 800-506-9028, the 2-for-1 deal. Your buddy Todd's on the other end. He couldn't make it today, but he's in your ear.
Well, indeed. Todd Mitchell is also before me here on your poster, the poster here in the lobby of the Rough Riders Hotel in Medora, North Dakota. It says, "What's on your mind? Broadcasting live." And then there's a handsome photo of Scott Hennin. He looks like he's ready to run for the United States Senate in his photo. And then Mr. Todd Mitchell is pictured as if he would have been here a century and a half ago, back in my days as a cattle rancher, before he's posed. I do believe that is with a lever-action rifle and a bottle of Jack Daniels or some sort of carbon-colored drink there. But you're looking like quite the Rough Rider yourself in your picture here.
Well, thank you, sir.
Good to hear you, Mr. Mitchell. How have you
been?
Good
to hear you, too. Always great to hear from you.
Now, you're not here, but you're sort of listening to our conversation the way the National Collegiate Athletic Association proposes to listen over the chants of football fans this fall. So it's a bit scary to know that while Mr. Hennin and I are speaking here, that you're sort of the overseer of our conversation.
Well, I'm more like underseer, I think, really, but... You two are over me.
We're missing you in Medora today and delighted that Mr. Hennin and What's On Your Mind is back with us in Medora. It's been too long, sir.
Oh, it has been, and you can't get here enough. I don't know what you think of this idea, but I think we should amend our Constitution to make it a citizenship requirement. If you live in North Dakota, you must come to Medora, at least, you know, like every other year, every third year or something.
Well, I do believe not only are the people of North Dakota following through on that suggestion, but, of course, the people of Minnesota, the people of southern Canada, the people of eastern Montana. Well, it's one big family here in Medora. And I only lament that we don't have more than a month left in the season of the Medora musical. We're down to about the last 4 weeks of the musical. And it's a time when we're often saying goodbye to many of the young college people that work here in the summer. And of course, we've got volunteers from throughout the United States of America, retirees who come as couples or as old college friends and that sort of thing, and come and volunteer everywhere from the Bully Pulpit golf course up to the Medora musical in the evening.
Yeah, in fact, I yesterday was out at Bully Pulpit.
Did you golf?
I'm a terrible golfer, just to translate.
Well, I think the words terrible and golf go together myself.
Do they? Yeah.
I know that the marketing director, he's somewhere here about lamenting the idea that I don't like golf. But the Bully Pulpit's a beautiful golf course.
Oh, it is.
But I'm more of a tennis man myself, boxing and wrestling and that sort of thing.
Boxing, there you go. I have golfed it before, but with the kids and when I didn't care. And there was a very special VIP guest in Medora this weekend that I promised I would reveal, a fellow by the name of John Boehner, the Speaker of the House.
The Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. Representative,
right.
An Ohio man, like
right.
My son-in-law, Congressman Nicholas Longworth, a Cincinnati man who was Speaker of the House a century ago.
He's a good golfer, number one, and also just knows the game well, and was here last year, loved it so well, said, "I've got to come back." He does this cross-country tour every year, and he's left now, so we can tell you that he was here, because security reason, you can't tell him, you can't give his whereabouts.
Well, you may know how
he's left the building, like Elvis.
The course has taken its name from a statement I made in reply to a senator who came to the White House and bristled at the moralizing I was doing. He said, "Mr. President, you're preaching." I said, "Senator, you're right." And the presidency is a bully pulpit, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now
right.
A century later, the Bully Pulpit is one of the finest golf courses in the world, nearby Medora, but it testifies to the fact that time and history have marched on. I wonder if you realize on golf, I told William Howard Taft, my successor, he enjoyed golfing, but I told him, I said, "Bill, now don't allow yourself to be photographed in your golf costume. It didn't exactly inspire confidence in the American people to see this great walrus of a man wearing a tam o' shanter and knickers and standing in his up to his ankles.
He didn't follow your advice, did he?
On this and many other issues, Mr. Henry. And so, indeed, I was told by one attendee at a performance one time, he said, at my home club, there's a sign that says, on this hole, President Roosevelt stroked an 18, and gentlemen pick up after 10. I said, sir, I did not play golf. I imagine that that sign was written about William Howard Taft. He returned to me a half hour later. He'd called his home course, sent to one of the boys out on a golf cart to go read the sign. And, of course, it was William Howard Taft who stroked an 18 on his home course nearby Beverly, Massachusetts.
That's pretty cool.
You don't want to stroke an 18 on any of the holes at the Bully Pulpit.
I pulled up, actually, to say hi to the speaker is why I was up there. But when I got out of the car, somebody said, does Maria know you're here, my wife? And I'm like, who?
Taking attendance.
There's no secrets, right? I mean, right. Like, what in the world? So it turns out it was actually Dave Senny and his wife Judy, who are volunteers here,
of course,
and right. And come every year. And their daughter Chris graduated with my wife.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and so I got a chance to visit with them. How much fun it is! And I mean, we were chatting earlier that the volunteers really make this place go, don't they?
I was a volunteer in Cuba. And volunteerism is a wonderful American tradition, but of course, when I was a volunteer in Cuba, they were shooting at me. Here, when you're a volunteer.
Deal. Yeah, it's a little safer in Medora.
Right. The closest we've got is the shooting gallery, and of course, that's all electronic, but always nice to see the fathers and sons having a bit of competition there at the shooting gallery.
So, I want to ask you a question that I've always wanted to ask you. Teddy Roosevelt was, ladies and gentlemen, who is performing daily in Medora, 3:30, and take that in. Add that to what you do here. Obviously, it is one of the many marvels. When you get here, you start thinking, okay, how am I going to get in? I got to go to golf, I got to go to the family park, I got to go to a musical, you know, with a fondue, and you're starting to schedule everything. But Teddy does a wonderful job at 3:30.
Well, I must admit, when we had the heat wave, the best part about my show was the air conditioning.
Yeah, but, you got a lacy in there now.
Well, of course, now the weather has cooled wonderfully, and it's not only beautiful weather for golf and for the musical in the evening, but we can leave the doors open at the theater.
That's so nice. So here's what I want to ask you. Why did you chase those boat thieves anyway? The chances of getting them? I mean, what motivated you?
I was vehement that justice must be served. I had the only boat along the Little Missouri for miles, and normally you don't need a boat on the Little Missouri. You can walk across it most months, certainly on horseback. But a flat-bottomed scow comes in mighty handy when the river is frozen solid in midwinter, or when the river is in freshet in spring.
Flat-bottomed scow. What's a scow?
Well, indeed, it's a boat that ramps up in the front and is made for carrying a good deal of commodities in the bottom. When my boat was stolen, I'd planned to use the boat to hunt some mountain lions, to move some equipment in my hunt. The mountain lions had desecrated some deer carcasses hanging from some trees across from me. And when I awoke that March morning to find that my boat had been stolen, the rope tying the boat to the porch had been cut by a knife, a red mitten fallen in the snow, well, I decided I would pursue those boat thieves, correctly suspecting that it was Redhead Finnegan, a man known to be a horse thief and cattle thief in the region. He was escaping the region before the local vigilantes fitted him for a necktie, if you get my drift. Well, I thought I would ride my horse in pursuit of the boat thieves. But my friends William Sewell and Wilmot Dow, my ranch foreman at the Elkhorn, they out from the northwoods of Maine, they sent here to Medora for more wood and nails, and prevailed upon me. They built a second boat. And 10 days later, after the original theft, can you imagine, 10 days after something being stolen, beginning to go downriver to pursue the thieves, and Sewell and Dow pulled downstream. No one's ever pulled downstream faster than a man who's grown up along the Penobscot River of Maine.
You have the new boat, but you still want to sell the score.
Well, I was ex officio a deputy sheriff of Billings County as a result of being president of the Stockmen's Association.
I
thought it my sworn duty to uphold, if
the
not
law.
Establish, the rule of law and order.
Who knew?
In the previously Wild West. And, of course, we got our man.
I love it. It's a great story. More with our buddy Teddy Roosevelt coming up from Medora today. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or Medora.com to take it all in. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state.
folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a fifth straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyer Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hanson Runsbold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tell you about my friend Bernie Buckhalk at the Heedalls location in Bismarck. When I say Heedalls has it, you instantly think, whatever I need. And that has to do with anything to do with that auto. They are the auto parts specialist at Heedalls, and they have it, by golly. And that's why we say Heedalls has it. But something else they have that you might not think about when you say Heedalls has it or see Heedalls has it, and that is great people like Bernie, who's been with Heedalls a few years there in Bismarck, and says it's one of the best companies he's ever worked for. Just absolutely loves it. And a lot of the folks that work there say that. They really do. And I asked him, I said, what are you most proud of about Heedalls? What do you like best? He said, you know, testimony after testimony that comes in. Dealing with the big oil and trucking companies, if we don't have it on the shelf, we find it for you the next day, even if it, you know, whatever we got to do, we'll go find it somewhere else, from somebody else. Drive to the next town, pick it up. And customers just keep coming back to us. Bismarck, a lot of competition in town, but we just are a notch above. It's pretty cool. His first vehicle, a 92 Chevy half-ton pickup. Dad bought it from the oil field company, and he said it's seen its day, but fixed it up, and a lot of great memories in that truck. We always talk about the first vehicles of our friends. So if you stop into the Bismarck location of Hedalls, tell Bernie hi. Tell him Scott sent you. 10 before the hour, we're in Medora, North Dakota. Heaven on earth, ladies and gentlemen. And we're chatting with Teddy Roosevelt, who, by the way, is one of our nation's great presidents. I'd say top five. Do you have a list of favorite presidents?
It's kind of you to say that. And it's usually substantiated when, I don't place a great deal of faith in academics, at least without doing some serious questioning. But European professors of American history annually are polled on who they think the greatest American presidents were. And I'm usually in the top five.
Yeah.
With the other three on Mount Rushmore, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and then my cousin Franklin is often added to the list. Ronald Reagan.
He doesn't make my list.
I didn't.
Your cousin,
think he would.
No. Don't pass it on. But
the thing that I enjoy most about being out here in Medora is seeing the families that come out and knowing that some of these children, indeed, in North Dakota, the fourth graders, learn their North Dakota history. And I don't think you're allowed to graduate and proceed to the fifth grade without learning that I, in 1910, told the people of Fargo that I would have never been president, but for my experiences in North Dakota, meaning for what I learned about myself, but more importantly, what I learned about the American people and the people of North Dakota, the men and women who, by the labor of their hands and the sweat of their brows, did the great building of this country.
No question about it. And how are you proud of what Medora as a community has done to preserve the legacy of TR?
Most definitely so, and especially of the wonderful cooperation done between the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, the United States Department of Interior, and the personnel of Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and the Department of Agriculture, the grasslands, the United States Forest Service here. And then the people of Medora, the shop owners, the businessmen and businesswomen, who each and every year make Medora the finest gateway community to any national park in the country. And I'm delighted to be a small part of it and to be remembered here, where my friends and neighbors, they say, good morning, Teddy, and hello, Colonel. And all of those greetings stand in such stark contrast to the one young man that thought I was the Monopoly dude.
If North Dakota, were a country, we'd be one of the top oil producers in the world, right? We are top 20 in the world right now.
Probably one of the top agricultural commodity producers as well, I imagine.
Absolutely. How do you think we're doing in the way of having that level of industrial progress going on amidst yet an enormous amount of beauty? We got good balance here?
I do believe you do, and that's one of the things I do is I travel throughout this country as an ambassador of goodwill for the village of Medora and for the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. When I find some folks who perhaps have gone a bit over the scale with regards to environmentalism, we are a carbon-based economy, will be for the lifetime of your grandchildren, and produce our carbon energy in a responsible way, whether it's oil or in this region also coal, very important. Well, to do so with balance, with respect for the environment and for the condition of the land, not only now, but in the decades to follow. No one does it more responsibly than the people of North Dakota, and through their elected and appointed public officials at the local, county, and state level. You've been here, Mr. Hennen, for years. You know the people of North Dakota and their public servants. They've got the future on their mind. They're doing this work responsibly, and the people of America are benefiting by the good work being done here.
You get around, as you mentioned, North Dakota and the region quite often. How do folks bring Teddy to their town?
Oh, well, they can contact me through the Medora Foundation, the website you mentioned, Medora.com. Imagine what I would have gotten done if I had the Internet when I was the president, limited to letters and telegraphs. And, of course, you can also visit TeddyRooseveltShow.com. If you've got family or friends elsewhere in the country that you'd like to tell them that Medora's Teddy Roosevelt might be in their neck of the woods, which is likely the case, I continue to tour the 50 states. And, again, look forward to telling people about what goes on here in the beautiful summertime. But, of course, our season is extending so much.
Yes,
the musical runs from early
almost a month left here.
Early September. But even in addition to the musical, of course, We have tourists from throughout the country that come to the National Park, do so throughout September and October. The Bully Pulpit Golf Course is open throughout the fall. So even when the musical closes, it's still a wonderful community to come and enjoy.
Medora.com, 1-800-MEDORA-1 to book your tickets. Don't forget to take in Teddy, 3:30 in the afternoon in the Old Town Hall Theater, downtown Medora. Good to see you, sir.
Mr. Hannon, always a delight. Hope to see you down the trail, and all the best to your listeners.
Absolutely. Look forward to our next chat. Bullish. Exactly right. More coming up from Medora.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennon talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. valleyimports.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.